Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here at our talk, it's all about empowerment. Hey, Frank, you ready? Magical engineer Frank, he's ready. I'm ready. Oh, we got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about your God-given immune system. Oh, we got some new information, and it's going to just, you know, confirm a lot of things for you, I believe, in this show today. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Frank, did you have a good Thanksgiving, honey? Did you? I had a very laid-back Thanksgiving. It was almost like a vacation kind of thing. Wasn't stressful. Wasn't any drama. We had some nice food, nice company, and we didn't do gifts, which was, I thought, was the best part. We just, you know, praised the Lord, you know, and had company, and you know, that was it. I like that kind of holiday feels like a vacation, doesn't it? anyway, just praise the Lord for his holy and righteous name. And I seek the Lord's face daily, and I hope you do too. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Oh, we gotta praise the Lord, and we're going to go to Psalms 56, where David says, "In God I will praise His word, and God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do to me." Hey, we gotta adopt that. We have to really start thinking that, because if you have the indwelling Holy Spirit, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And go out there and stand fast, because when you have the Holy Spirit in you and you're standing fast, you're pushing back against evil. You know, that's what it is. The restrainer. You're helping the restrainer in the world. So once the restrainer's taken out of this world, you know what happens. Well, if you don't know the Lord, seek His face and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, now, Frank, FYI, we have a very brief quacker. So I'm sorry, we just, not a whole lot out there for the quack report today. So I hope you'll just, you know, understand. Can't always have a full quacker. All right, so first up in the quack report, what we have is, oh dear, they're making artificial organs for transplants. They're making pig livers more human-like. So they say because there's an organ shortage out there. So they're using the piggly wigglies out there. And I know it is what it is. We have to keep in mind Lord's in control. So what they're doing is they got these weird looking organs floating around in jars. They're semi-translucent looking. Imagine that for a minute. And they have white tubes like branches from a tree going through them. And what it is a pig liver that's gradually being transformed to look and act like a human one, part of the scientists' long-term quest to ease the organ transplant shortage issue. So this lab in Minneapolis, what they do is they take pig cells, and what they do is they work them on a scaffolding, and they kind of honeycomb them into blood cells and human liver cells, and hopefully the cells multiply and they become more human-like. So that's how they're making pig livers human-like is the quest for science right now. So I don't know. It just creeps me out. It just really is a creepy thing to me. Livers, if you ever saw, I don't know, a liver or an autopsy or anything, they're very the liver has very sharp edges and is a very smooth organ, and it's almost got this brown patina look to it. It's not fatty and bumpy or lumpy. It's, you know, a healthy liver. It's very smooth. And so they're saying, you know, not enough people are on the organ transplant list, and there are not enough people dying, I guess, in traffic accidents that actually donate organs anymore. So that's what they're doing. They're making artificial ones. So the problem is, you know, if it's too artificial, the body rejects it. So they're trying to get around the anti-rejection issue and using animal cells with human cells to grow organs in the lab. I don't know. It's too much like, you know, a drive-through, you know, where you can kind of order an organ. See? Anyway, I'll stop there. That wraps the quack report. Yeah, it's kind of too macabre for me. All right, so we're going to be talking about your God-given immune system, and we're going to be looking at some new research. This is a research coming out of This is Rockefeller University. Because, you know, I've talked about, and I've written lots of articles over the years on your immune system and how it naturally operates, you know, to keep you safe from infectious disease. And I've learned from herbalists and also virologists alike how the immune system operates, and it's not something you should be tinkering with either. It is very concerning, actually, to read a lot of medical journals where scientists are stating things like, the immune system is extremely sophisticated, and they really don't understand the entirety of how it works. Okay, they're investigating that. But then in other journals, you'll see stuff like they're writing, the immune system needs assistance from vaccines in order to be trained properly to do its job. So they don't know enough about it in one area, they'll say, and then they're saying, well, we're just going to recreate it, make it better. So we have some new research here from Rockefeller University. It's reporting on how science is retraining the immune system B cells. Now, if you don't know what B, like in boy, the B cells are cells that help create the antibodies, okay, to help fight infection. And really, your B cells that help your antibody development, your antibodies have this innate ability to defend you from infection. They know what to do. Therefore, why would science want to retrain them? Think about this for a minute. Well, I read a lot of journal articles, and I'm amazed at how science is recreating a lot of metabolic systems of the body to function in such a way that science thinks it should operate. And I also read, you know, how many of these animal experiments are often, you know, criticized, you know, by other scientists on how these changes they're creating, and they're worried about serious ramifications in the human body. So if you're going to recall in a previous show and a previous article, if you on the newsletter list, that science hunts for protein keys that can activate or deactivate cell communication and function. And the researchers at Rockefeller University are doing just that, and they're looking for the protein that affects antibodies and how they bind to pathogens or toxins and neutralize them. So in the case of viruses, there are proteins that bind to the immune system protein, bind to the virus, and it prevents it from entering the cells to replicate in. If I had to put it another way, if the antibody is the gun, the protein is the bullet. Okay? And science wants control of the bullets. Does that make sense? So science refers to the bullets as germinal centers. And you make no mistake, this is really a type of research. It's really about weapon development. And it is being developed in response to vaccinations. Now, of course, you know, science reports that this is scientific advancement. It's a microscopic training ground for your B cells to be perfected, help you destroy specific targets that are not always a virus or a bacteria. So we're gonna supercharge, super dupe. And we're going to outfit your immune system in ways you've never seen before. That's kind of their mantra. Now, in essence, really, science is crafting their formed response, your antibody's formed response. They're crafting it. They're altering it. And they're altering your immune system response. So you want to look at this statement here in this research, which speaks volumes with regard to vaccine development. This is what was in the Rockefeller report. They said, we are figuring out how germinal centers work and is therefore critical to understanding immunity and developing more effective vaccines. Now, I guess to the layperson, that sounds great. But wait, there's details. Devil's in the details. So what happens, do you suppose, after a vaccination? Well, the report goes into detail about that. So the researchers were reporting what happens to your immune system after a person gets injected with a vaccine. Here's a quote. They say, germinal centers form in the body's lymphatic tissues shortly after vaccination or infection. So here they admit the purpose of a vaccination is to infect you or seed the body with a disease, vaccination or infection. So they actually refer to their vaccination as an infection. And you may ask, well, what happens after the vaccination is installed? Well, here's your answer, another quote from the report. Once inside, the germinal center forms, the B cells undergo rapid mutation, and the B cells will bind to their targets. So they're re-educating your B cells to other targets. So the researchers are stating that your new B cells become a factory-producing cell, and the action they want is what they'll produce, which sadly seriously affects the memory of your immune system, the patrolling antibodies, and also your red blood cells, your plasma cells are all affected. Now, however, the science portrays this type of recreation as something good, and it is a milestone in medical science. So in the animal trials, they reported the immune system antibody changes lasted quite a while, and what they think will be about 30 years. Incredible. So in humans, here's another example. 30 years in humans, an antibody change there, Frank. Crazy. But here's another example of science tinkering with God's immune system. Here's another quote from the report. Researchers wanted to understand why these germinal centers are so long-lived and what precisely goes on inside them. So they really don't know, but they're playing around with them. So the study at the Rockefeller University produced a research with, they were using influenza, the SARS-CoV viruses, and they wanted the human body to be a manufacturing center for the germs and sequencing abnormal antibody genes. That's right. So the research states they accomplished their goals in the body within 12 weeks or 3 months. However, there was then a drop-off, or if you will, an innate immune system rebound, what would science would call untrained B cells kind of, you know, came on the scene here, and they attempted to overcome the attack. So this spawned the booster shot program, basically. They didn't want the natural antibodies ruining their coating that they were doing. So they wanted to seed the body with more and more and more of it, and the boosters were what they came up with. So this attack was called a medical treatment, and it intends to create new B cells in order to muscle out the natural antibody cells. And they refer to their antibodies as recruits and true descendants. Isn't that interesting terminology that they use, Frank? Like a military takeover in your immune system. Another quote from the report, they say the new recruits did not behave like the original B cells in the germinal centers. So the mutation of your B cells is intended for the immune system to be changed so that it does not defend or engage influenza viruses. Isn't that crazy? And by the way, they're going to put that in all your regular flu shots as your COVID pathogens. So science is actually mocking and says that they are seeding your immune systems, your immune system cells, and they're sending them to school. Okay, here's a quote. The B cells underwent evolution mutation inside the germinal center, and they did not produce antibodies to bind with the flu or SARS-CoV antigens. Well, I thought the whole thing about this COVID serum injection was to protect you from those types of infections, but obviously, no. Well, here is another admission from science on what vaccines are doing. Here is a quote. They said, when researchers re-exposed mice to the flu antigens 3 months after they were first infected, the antibodies effectively mimicked the repeat infection booster shot and demonstrated the manufacturing of B cells and antibodies that were the descendants from the mutated cells and not the natural B cells. So the mutated cells are the seeds that continue to undermine the immune system for some time, and science calls it is truly an invasion. Here's their quote. They say, the invasion of ongoing germinal center structures by sequential waves called boosters may turn out to be an important factor in predicting outcomes. Oh, yeah. We know what the outcome is, don't we, Frank? So it is pretty devastating what's really going on in the scientific research. It is highly important that we seek truth in order to protect ourselves from an industry that seeks to make merchandise of the human race, to make millions of dollars and at the same time make you ill, and more, you have to pay more money for being treated. And sadly, some people, you know, die prematurely. See, you know, my defense is a natural one. See, my way of assisting my immune system is to feed it plant nutrition. So the human body is designed by God to use plant nutrients for health. Now, King David passed on to King Solomon a book of natural remedies using herbs and spices. Thousands of years of medicinal herb use is quite a testimony to the effectiveness of the herbs. You don't pass on what doesn't work, see. And God's not a liar. He said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. From Genesis to Revelation, he's telling us that. It's real important to note it. It's right under our nose. We'd care to read it. So, first chapter of Genesis, 29 and verses 29 and 30. Psalms 104:14. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. Revelations 20, chapter 22, verse 2. It's all throughout there, you know. And we just kind of tossed it aside. We just don't want it. That's what humans are saying, or some humans are saying. I want it. And if you think about it, before the flood, people lived hundreds of years, and they ate plants. And after meat was introduced after the flood, our lifespan went to 120 years. Think about that for a minute. So, if you want to learn how powerful you can be with God's medicinal plants, called Folks at Apothecary Herbs, they'll send you a free product catalog. You go up on their website, click on free catalog, put it in the shopping cart, check out for free. You'll also get a link for a download of the catalog if you want it, but you'll also get a hard copy mailed to you. And it's absolutely free, so you just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on free catalog, and there you go. If you're on there, you might as well sign up for the free online newsletter. So you'll get lots of natural healing therapy tips in the email, and they're absolutely free each week. So there's the American Survival newsletter, and there's the Health Quest newsletter. So you can sign up for both if you want, and you can opt in or opt out anytime you want. And it's empowering information you're not going to hear on the Alphabet Network. You're just not. You're not going to hear it from your physicians because they're not taught that stuff. They're taught to prescribe, and they just don't know about nutrition. There's, you know, we kind of went from God's medicine to man's medicine with the AMA stuff, yeah. So, and it happened pretty much around 1940. Mm-hmm. 1940, this nation went and rejected natural therapies and went to drug therapies, and it was all because of the Rockefeller Group, yeah. Rockefeller Group. I've done shows on that. We don't want to take more time on that. You can always hit the archives if you want to learn about that. But basically, it was a 10-year plan to get rid of the natural healing medical schools and have only the AMA schools, and it was very effective. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to give them a call at 866-229-3663, you can. 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, don't forget their holiday sale. Their holiday sale is still in full swing. So if you want to save 30% on an order of $65 or more, check them out. You want to use coupon XMAS22 on the website or over the phone or on your mail order. Make sure you get it popped in the mail before the first of the year. The sale ends on New Year's Day, so on the 1st. It will end on the 1st, so take advantage of that. Get your immune support herbs. They specialize in that. They specialize in organ cleansing or toxin removal, and they also specialize in metabolic strengthening. So if you need some strengthening there of the cardio, the glandular system, that kind of thing, they have some super-duper formulas there, and they're all professional strength. So these are the formulas they originally, when they started, they opened business, they were selling these formulas to practitioners, so your naturopaths, your chiropractors and such. But now you can buy direct, and it's a professional strength formula, so you will not get this in a store. So you have to buy direct. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, and you know, just be empowered there. I just want to, before we got to go to a break, I just want to kind of, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about how important foods are for health, because it does matter what you put in the body. And a lot of us think we're fairly healthy, but if you really looked at lifestyle and you broke it down, we're probably not really that healthy. Okay. We're definitely not really that healthy if we're taking a lifelong drug or more than one lifelong drug. Some people think they're healthy and they're on that stuff. I have family members that think that. And I'm like, okay, so your metabolism is propped up by this drug chemical. How is that healthy? How is, I mean, you take this drug away, what happens to you? Well, you fall very ill. So how is that healthy? It's not. And I personally, how I look at it is, I look at it as being held hostage to a drug therapy. And I cringe at the thought if there were ever any kind of shortages, severe ones, that people couldn't get a lot of these meds. So may want to have a backup plan, research your options, maybe implement some of them. And there is a way. If you've been on medications longer than 6 months, you definitely want to wean off the medication if that's your desire. And there's a proper way of doing that. It usually takes 4 to 6 weeks. So if you want to learn more about that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a handout you can look at and research your options there. That'll be a personal choice for you. But it is, in my opinion, doable. So it's not a hopeless case. So never think that. So we're gonna talk about, when we come back, about some ancient cuisines. What do our ancient folks eat? And they were so healthy, or pretty healthy, actually. So we're gonna talk about that, and obviously some Bible foods too, and get an inkling about what the ancients went through. So we'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, bouncy music, Frank. Thank you. All right, if you're not awake, you are now. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some ancient cuisines and maybe glean some information about wellness from them. Because if you read the Bible, people of, let's say, you know, the ancient world, let's look at Methuselah, you know, the Old Testament. He was a child of God. He lived during the age of the patriarchs. He was mentioned during this time to have been a godly man, very diligent, righteous, but he lived to be of great age. And so he lived to be 969 years old. So no other man really is said to have lived as long instead of, you know, starting a family in, well, their 30s. These men actually started their families when they were much older. Usually 100. Can you imagine having a family starting at 100, Frank? My goodness. So obviously the biblical men of old did really not have to contend with a lot of the stress and pollution of modern life that we have. However, their challenges were really not unlike ours with regards to maintaining health. So, you know, it's all about the basics. So we're going to take a look at this. The people who lived before Noah sustained themselves with certain foods and usually plant-based. It was all plants, nuts, seeds, grains. That's what they had. So a lot of people talk about the Bible diet, the life during the Bible. And when we notice that, you know, these patriarchs ate really foods that preserved their health so well, we can just see how far, you know, we've come off course with our own lifestyles. So the foods of choice in the ancient world were vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains. And after the flood, as I mentioned, they added in additional foods. You know, they had seafood, fowl, livestock, and on occasion, insects, right? Salmon. So the forbidden foods listed were from creatures that were supposedly scavengers, and they were not to be eaten, okay? Things like catfish, shellfish, birds of prey, that kind of thing. So scavengers tend to eat dead things, which could be, you know, diseased, and this would negatively impact man's health. So weren't supposed to eat that. So if we are careful, though, we can look at some of the sources of the fruits and vegetables, and we can see just how well the ancients actually preserved their health. And they didn't know about the science behind it. So it is said that when Moses was about to die at 120 years old, his eyes were not dim. See, he didn't have cataracts. And here today, what do we hear? They're age-related. They expect people to get cataracts. So he didn't have cataracts. His eye, and God made it a point to point out his eyes were not dim. So it looks like God provided a rainbow of colorful foods to help many of us to maintain the photonutrients that we need. So the ancients didn't care much about beta-carotenes, what was in the food. They cared about if it tasted good and if it was good for you. So the trees, the plants, the herbs that produced the red-colored foods like cherries, apples, cranberries, tomatoes, strawberries, beets, radishes, they all contain a lycopene for healthy eyes. The red stuff. So orange foods like oranges, peaches, pumpkins, squash, habanero peppers, they contain beta-carotene as well. So, you know, rainbow on your plate, as they say. So, and the Bible of food had its own pyramid, you know, the food pyramid that people talk about, the dietitians and stuff. So the diet of the scriptures displays a food pyramid that is heavy with fruits and vegetables at its base. The basic foods that the patriarchs consumed were fruit, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, legumes as the staple of the diet. They also added herbs, a mainstay of water, and very little wine or strong drink to their diet. Later, when animal meats were introduced into the diet, they were careful to eat clean meats, and scripture is clear to avoid consuming the blood of the animals and to not eat bloody meats that was not properly cooked. So this is still kind of enforced today as the covenant is a perpetual throughout all generations, as in Genesis 9 states it. So basically food was their medicine, and herbs are considered foods. So Noah and his family did not really have pharmaceutical medicines. They had something better. They had herbs for medicine guaranteed to serve them. Bible says there's a blessing. So the nutrients in the medicinal herbs have complex and concentrated compounds that go beyond the nutrition you find in the fruits and vegetables. Your herbs are very strong. They are strong enough to move blood and to also cleanse the system while enhancing an immune system function. So what medicinal herbs can do, well, medical science, you know, doesn't think too much of herbs, but the medicinal, mild medical science tries to to undermine the importance of herbs, but herbs address typically a cause of the disease instead of just masking the symptoms of the disease. So there's the big difference there. So herbs would not serve mankind if they did not and were not called a blessing from God. Otherwise, you make God a liar, according to his own written word. So, and the herbs are great for digestion, you know. What do they say? It's better to eat a bowl of bitter herbs among friends than a fatted calf among your enemies. Yeah, because, you know, you're on edge. If you got enemies, you're eating at their table. Your digestion, you're not, your stomach's in a knot. So having good digestion also is a must for good health. So eating what the ancients ate helps us avoid snacking on comfort foods, and it can add unwanted weight to us as well, and it can create diabetes and other heart diseases and things. So the ancients would eat a meal and not eat until the next meal, allowing 4 to 5 hours for the digestive cycle to complete. There's also the way they were dining. Their dining, how they positioned themselves when they ate, also improved their digestion. A lot of times they sat on the ground or they reclined and were on one of their side. So if there is an unpleasant atmosphere, like I said, it will disrupt your digestive enzymes and cause health problems. And so basically, if you notice too, the desert people, a lot of them were, you know, nomadic. They kind of moved the herds, you know, where they would go to where the flocks could eat grass and stuff. So, and if it was more of a desert environment, they really didn't drink water during the day. In the heat of the day, they drank no water. It was when the sun was setting that they would drink. Because if you took in water during the heat of the day, you would, it seemed to exit more fluids out of, and minerals out of your system, and you wanted to retain those. So there was a whole way of living that's so different from us today. Now, Forbes did a report on the correlations between those who lived over 100 years of age. Are there any similarities then amongst these individuals that lived to at least 100? Well, doctors feel that if we live to 85, we're still able to take care of, and we're still able to take care of our daily needs. They look at that as quite an accomplishment, or even a miracle. So those who defy the age cutoff are considered a medical mystery. So what do people living today that are over 100 do to stay healthy? What the researchers found is that those over 100, specifically in the Pacific Rim area, ate fish, grains, vegetables, and very little animal foods such as eggs, meat, or dairy. They also don't cook their vegetables too much, and they lightly steam them or stir-fry them or eat them raw. So what they also found is that generally those over 100 did not consume soda beverages, but drank water, fruit juices, and teas, herbal teas. They did not consume much coffee or alcohol at all. So it appears that those living to be over 100 and still remain active had, you know, their cognitive abilities. They limit the red meats and also sugar. So our modern elderly will, they also, you know, try to keep busy, try to keep active, and many of them do regular stretching exercises, walking, daily chores, and that's their way of keeping fit and keep moving to stay strong. Those over 100 want to be also mentally challenged, and they look for things to stimulate their brains, such as crossword puzzles or being active in book clubs. Another thing the report mentioned is that those over 100 get outside a lot, and they soak up the sun. They get lots of vitamin D to improve their outlook on life. They wiggle their toes in the grass, so they connect with nature. And many are married. They found that are over 100, and they are in contact with family and friends on a daily basis. And those wise folks also have an active spiritual life, and they pray every day. Many have yet to retire, and they still are active at least in some way in their professions, or they do volunteer work. And many also still had their teeth and took good care of their dental hygiene. So these great people, over 100, also said they stayed away from people who liked to cause drama or were in general negative. So they will also, they say, they seek out younger retirees, and it helps them stay engaged, feel young, and they also see their doctors less than people half their age. Stay away from the doctor. Isn't that interesting? So the people of the ancient world, you know, quite different way of living compared to our modern day and age, our modern conveniences and stuff. And, you know, they did less with more. So I had grandparents, Frank, you know, that raised a family during World War II, actually remember growing up during the Depression. And so even in the 60s and 70s, you know, when they could have had, I guess, just about anything they wanted, they kept life simple. You know, they were just happy with very little. You know, they just didn't need, you know, the nice fancy cars and the gadgets and stuff. They just, they valued, you know, a peaceful morning of reading the newspaper and having a conversation, taking a little walk on the beach, you know, visiting, with friends and playing bingo. You know, this is the simple stuff. And their cognitive brains were still active and pinging along. When I was, you know, when I was in early motherhood. So, and they ate really well. They ate, you know, simply. So we got to get back to the basics, the simple whole foods, no processed stuff. I mean, you get used to anything. So making your own meals, you can make a really great, well-prepared meal in 20, 30 minutes. Doesn't have to be anything super-duper fancy, but you know, keep it simple. If you're having some animal meats, try to keep it to 4 ounces, but, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, olive oils. Stay away from the cow's dairy, stuff they put in cows now, not too good. So, and it can cause a lot of mucus in the system, and mucus can bog down toxin removal and create a lot of inflammation. So what you put in the body matters. So if you're looking to find out what herbs would be good for things like digestion, usually around the holidays people overeat. Oh, they overeat, you know. Sometimes you're trying to be polite, right? You don't want to say no, especially if you're visiting someone. But gentian root will, if you take it a half hour before you eat, you won't overeat, okay? Gentian root helps, especially with rich foods, you know, if you're eating, you know, a feast-like dinner like we had at the holidays. It helps move food out of the stomach in a timely manner so it doesn't kind of just sit there. So, and it keeps you from, and also keeps you from overeating. So that's gentian root. Fennel seed is good for the gas and bloaty type of feeling. And then I like to use ginger for a little any nausea and for better digestion. And believe it or not, your ocean salt, Celtic sea salt, helps with the hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract. So you'll actually extract more protein from your vegetables. So in the ancient world, they use salt all the time. Mm-hmm. Salt's important, has all those electrolytes, and real important for us all. Okay, so we got a few minutes here. That was your part one, I guess, of your ancient diet. Now we're going to go back to the 1500s a little bit here, and we're going to look at the pharmaceutical area. The pharmaceutical business is quite powerful, as you would guess. But one of the first recorded objectionable statements made by a physician towards the pharmaceutical industry was around 1510, and it was by Swiss-German physician Philippus Theophilus Bombatus von Heimerheim. Oh, man, I can say that three times fast. He had a nickname of Paracelsus. So let's just call him Paracelsus. So Paracelsus, in his timeline, he was in this medicinal movement as the Protestant reformers, the medieval church, and he was protesting against the abuses of medicine. So what spurred on this physician to speak up about his own industry, actually, that he worked in, well, it was the Fugger family. We did a show on the Fugger family a while back, and the Fugger family built its fortune on the spice and medicinal herb trade and became kind of a monopoly in Europe. And Paracelsus, he had an up-close and personal experience with this family when they became very wealthy, and he said, at the expense of others. So he grew up and went to school near a mining town in Austria, and the mines there were owned by the Fugger family, and he noticed all the occupational hazards and diseases from the mining industry. So he was really unhappy with them taking advantage, making merchandise of people, basically, kind of what you're seeing today in healthcare. So when most of the medical students and physicians, they kind of went along with the whole thing, with the pharmaceutical cartel and the Fugger family getting rich, and Paracelsus was convinced that this theoretical medicine and use of metals, the alchemy that they were using, the incantations, the black magic stuff, was completely useless, he said. So he went, and he was trained under this, and he found it was completely useless. So the exposure Paracelsus had, as he was an army surgeon for one, and he helped to shape his perspective on medicine during his medical career. So as an army surgeon, he traveled all over Europe. He obtained medical skills, and he visited mines, the mercury mines of Slovenia. He observed the miners there suffering from mercury poisoning. He noticed that even the rats in the mines didn't escape the deadly symptoms of mercury poisoning. So Paracelsus could have looked away and acquired, his pay and be quite wealthy. But the denial of this disease that was happening to people and even his colleagues, he said he had a God-given right to heal them. So he wanted to heal them. So his instincts kicked in. It led him to get rid of the notion that his medical training and all the books that he read was nothing, and he restarted to rely on observation, and a wide range of experiences and hard work paid out for him, and he became really the first-class physician of his time. So he had extensive experience in things like chronic disease, occupational diseases, epidemic diseases, field surgery, syphilis, and everyday afflictions. So he had no specialty to speak of, really, but he became a well-known healer because his actions helped people. They got well. But it wasn't politically correct for him to do that. And Paracelsus was not regarded by the people, his colleagues in medical. Church leaders hated him. Politicians hated him. They had a real contempt for this guy, okay? He put people's health before profit, and that wasn't to be done. It's still not to be done today. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. So even though Paracelsus became well-known and he was doing okay money-wise, he lived a very humble and simple life. So he was more concerned for the good health of his patients and looking after them than looking after having fine clothes, eating in fine establishments. and rubbing elbows with the hobnobbies, you know. So he became known for curing his patients of things like ulcers, and how he did it, he administered the total opposite therapies recommended by his colleagues. And Paracelsus believed in administering, get this, I love this guy, strengthening medicines, Frank. You remember I said, whatever you do, look to see if it will strengthen you, not weaken you? Paracelsus started all that, or is famous for it anyway. So remember, I tell you this, look for things that are going to strengthen you. Question everything. And if it's going to weaken you, I would say, uh-uh. So Paracelsus was asked to teach at the Basel Medical University in Switzerland. And he was lecturing there. He was very unconventional. And he told the students if they wanted to be splendid physicians, that what mattered was a keen knowledge of the cause, not the symptom of the disease, and to prescribe accordingly. Mm-hmm. Words of wisdom. So the final straw for the university was when Paracelsus invited non-medical students into his lectures, and they had this huge bonfire, and they were burning the medical books. They're chucking them into the bonfire. So the pharmaceutical cartel heard about this, jumped at the opportunity, and had him dismissed from the university. So, words of wisdom from the 1500s now, okay? And I've got more on this guy to talk about, and we'll have to pick this up on Thursday, what Paracelsus did next. So, yeah, back in time, wisdom from our ancients. I love that stuff. Oh, goodness. Well, don't forget, if you want to learn about some herbs to strengthen your body, your immune system, metabolic areas, get rid of toxins that can really cause a stumbling block and invite disease, well, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to look at the website. And don't delay. Their sale is still in full swing for the Christmas and New Year's, but it ends New Year's Day. So you'll save 30% using coupon code XMAS22. So check that out. Details are online if you want to check it out there. While the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.